That's all I need to know about you.
That is all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. Oh, I was at Costco over the weekend. And here's the thing is that if you go to Costco during the holidays on a Saturday morning and you pull in with your car, you're basically ready for battle. It is chaos in the parking lot.
Well, there's a lot of people, man. Right. Everybody's got that anxiousness this time of year.
Exactly. So finally, I wrangle a spot and I'm all excited and I go in. And the number one thing I'm looking for, besides Christmas presents, is free samples. So
you're going to Costco for a meal,
is
what you're saying?
I'm hungry, and I need wrapping paper.
I'll just prefix this by saying then that, you know, going shopping hungry, is it seldom ever works out well.
Well, you know that Costco's always got the good samples, and if you
I know,
deal
but
with
counting
traffic,
on them is a different thing.
Well, you know it's going to be delicious usually.
Okay,
right?
So you go in.
What happens? And the first, and when you don't see a line or people milling around an area waiting at the sample station, it should be the first red flag that they're not giving away something delicious.
Right.
But I walk up and I'm like, I mean, it's free. What could it be?
You're like, feed me.
They were giving away apple samples.
Oh,
so who needs a sample of an apple?
That had to be something spread on the apple, right? There was no cheese with the apple.
Juicy apples.
No peanut butter with the apple, and there's small slices of apples.
Yes.
What is it though about a slice of apple that it tastes better than a whole apple for some reason? Sometimes, you know, like you taste it and you're like, wow, it's really savory. But then after you're not satisfied because there was no spread on the apple or anything like that.
All I kept thinking was like, all I need to know about you, Costco. Like I get it, like this is free and I should just be thankful. But I don't. I know what an apple tastes like. I'm almost 40.
I see the manager in back. You know, they run out of the Nutella spread or whatever it is that they're putting on the apple, and the guy comes to him desperate, sweating almost, really. Right. And they're like, wait, we're out of spread. I don't know what we're going to do. We're out of spread.
Just give him an apple.
Jimmy's got another pallet in the back. Go get the pallet of Nutella. No, it's gone.
Get them apples.
Just give them apples.
Just give them apples.
Just keep giving them apples.
Luckily, everybody's
trying to provide for you
breathe
guys.
Breathe a sigh of relief.
Right.
The Lindt chocolate display was not that much further. And I did about six laps of
Grabbed a bag of that.
Right. Then I was fine.
Open the bag before you got the register.
Saddest free display sample.
5 pound sack, and you get up there, and there's two left. I'm not paying for this. If you park with your wheels on somebody else's lawn, that's all I need to know about you.
Sometimes people don't realize it, though.
Listen, if you're on a regular width road, like if you're on a carriage street, I know we got some curvy roads here in New England, and there's, you know, small spaces. That's one thing. But if you're on a regular size road, is there ever a time when it makes sense to mount the curb nowadays if you're not a police officer chasing something, right?
No, I guess not.
No, it's
not.
Right? Like, I mean, you're just like, oh, yep, there's the curb. Let me go another foot on top of somebody's grass.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
I mean, there was a lot of parties in my neighborhood this weekend. It wasn't my lawn, but it was somebody else's lawn. And I'm just thinking, like, that's a Chrysler. It doesn't need to be halfway on the street. So that's all I need to know about you.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, there sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's see who called into Santa today.
That's right. The Anna and Raven Westfield Trumbull Santa tip line is back. If there's somebody naughty in your life, you can call 24/7-203-783-8282. Raven, let's check that voicemail. Who called?
Hey, why not?
Message received last Friday.
I think my teacher is on the naughty list because she makes me do all the work.
Oh.
And she makes me...
Two. Message deleted.
What?
Message received.
That's it? She just got so excited
they
she
gave
hung up.
Or maybe the parents stepped in. I really don't know.
It's so funny.
Right,
it's like, hey, are you calling the Santa tip line on your teacher? What, are you crazy?
Right, makes you do all the work, and immediately mom's like, you should have done your homework.
Right.
Looking at the progress report here.
It's so funny.
Friday.
Merry Christmas, Santa. I like to report on two people today. Her name is Anna Zapp and Raven. I believe that Anna's not being nice to her husband.
Wow.
Because she doesn't give him his own stocking. That's not nice. Everybody lives in the house, gets their own stocking.
Wow.
No sharing. So I think Anna should be put on the naughty list.
A little self-indulgent, long message.
For Raven, well, it's because he hasn't been really good to his wife. He needs to take her out more often and treat her like a special, special lady. She deserves it. She works hard. And I know deep down inside Raven really, really wants to, but he's just so busy.
You see that?
Now, here we go.
There's still redemption for me.
I think it's time for his wife to have a special time. So I think it should be on the naughty list.
Got it.
He isn't trying hard enough. Thank you, Santa.
First of all.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too. Listen, let me explain something, first of all. My husband has a stocking in my house.
Yes.
He doesn't have one in my mother's house because you have to be born into the family to get a stocking.
Triggered.
In my parents'
Look
house.
Look at you. Look at you.
But
you're
in
so,
my home,
wow, you're so wound
he
up.
Has one.
Relax. All right, this is a private message between her and Santa.
Uh-huh.
All right? I mean, HIPAA laws apply. Here we go. But mind your business, lady.
Right. Message deleted. Message received last Friday.
Hi, Santa Claus. It's me, Angel.
Hi,
and I'm flipping good this year. So, but I think Miss Theodore has been really bad. She's been taking my chapsticks away because I was using it.
Right.
What am I supposed to do? My lips are chapped. I need it. So
need it.
She's been bad. Bye. And a guy, Cameron, on my bus, he's been bad, too. He swears.
Uh-oh.
And so is Caitlin. She always annoys me. So, yeah, bye.
Message deleted.
Caitlin sounds like she belongs on the bus. Cameron sounds like a grown man.
No.
That's somehow on that bus.
There's always
Why is that man on that bus?
There's always the one kid on the bus that teaches all the other kids how to swear.
Of
and
course.
That kid is always on the naughty list. I know who that kid is in my daughter's class,
Is his
too.
Name also Cameron?
No, I'm not going to say what his name is.
Oh, was that the one that gave you the
He's the one
finger.
That gave me the finger.
He gave you the finger
that
in the bus line.
That kid is always swearing. I'm like, and Hayden comes home. She's like, guess who said this word again? I'm
like,
oh.
You already know.
I'm like, I know, honey.
You already know.
I know. Well, I feel bad for Caitlin just because she thinks she's annoying. I'm like, oh, it's so sad.
And the teacher's picking on Sophia.
Yeah, she needs a chapstick. I
right.
get it. My
Need
lips are chapped
too.
Right now, too. 203-783-8282. That is the Anna and Raven Santa tip line if you want to call and let us know who's naughty. It's so funny how things become so defined, the years and the decades. It's Anna and Raven. When you think about the 80s were about the hair metal bands and they were neon colors. Yeah.
Bon Jovi.
Right. Then there was the 90s, and the 90s were about the boy bands. And
Slap Bracelets.
And Friends.
Fast and the Furious.
Alternative music, Nirvana, all that. Then there's the early 2000s. I would
Y2K.
Call this Y2K.
The fact that nothing happened.
The Facebook years.
Right.
Like, that was the year that Facebook really changed the world, to be honest.
That's when I had to fold up my MySpace.
Right.
Get rid of my GarageBand fantasies that I was going to be a big deal.
But as we come to the end of the year, what a lot of people are forgetting is that this is also the end of a decade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're about to embark on 2020, and it's a whole new decade. And when you think about the years from 2010 to 2019, what are you going to remember that happened in these last 10 years, say in 20, 30 years or so, like we look back on the 80s and 90s?
I tell you what, I'm not going to forget when Kanye jumped up on stage with Taylor Swift.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
I'm going to let you finish.
Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
All time!
Yep. I'm going to let you finish. I have to. You know that they were both just named the Artist of the Year?
Yeah, and it
tied.
Wasn't good enough. Beyonce no. being there in the front row like, oh my gosh.
To get him off stage.
Why is he saying my name?
Well, I think Beyonce has a lot to do with this decade, too. She was a major influence.
Listen, she's not on my list, pal. Okay?
You know, when I think of these years, I think how Facebook changed the early part of the 20s,
right?
The 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's all about Amazon.
Oh, I love to buy stuff. And I love the commercials lately, like the furniture ones. You are the sunshine. He loves that dining room table. He loves it.
Even on furniture with Prime.
Free delivery. Two-day delivery.
Amazon Prime has spoiled me in ways I never thought I could be spoiled before. When I buy something to be shipped and it's like, do you want to pay $9.99 for express shipping?
Never.
What are you, crazy?
Yeah, not
you
once.
You can't figure out how to get that to me in 48
right.
hours for free?
Not once. No
right.
way.
Yeah, I think Amazon was a big part of the last 10 years, don't you think?
No question about it. It's going to be a big part of the future, too.
How about Game of Thrones? I feel I never even watched an episode and I feel like I know what happened.
Danny, it just didn't work out for Danny.
When I was a girl, my brother told me it was made with 1,000 swords from Aegon's fallen enemies.
And I'm going to stick one right through your gut in just a minute there.
Mm.
Sorry.
I think Game of Thrones is probably one of the biggest shows of the decade, don't you think?
I think it's one of the biggest ones of all time.
You think so?
But if you want to play big Game of Thrones, there's no better way to play it than to send an American infiltrator to the Brits.
Just an amazing surprise. It was so sweet and natural and very romantic. He got on one knee.
then there was hugs, and I had the ring on my finger, and I was like, can I give you the ring? She goes, oh, yes, the ring.
Oh, yeah, you can give it to us, because we're America, and you owe it to us, it's Prince true. Harry.
It has been the resurgence of the royals, because between everybody loving Princess Kate and Meghan Markle now coming through, like, all eyes, again, were turned to them.
If you want to get the royals in everybody's face again, mm-hmm. add a cowgirl to that mix, all right? That's what you need. A little American spirit to it.
As we count down the last days in December, what you may not realize is, sure, it's the end of a year, but it's also the end of a decade.
Oh, my gosh. What will we do when we turn the page?
Tana and Raven. I'm glad there's not all that chaos like there was in Y2K. This seems a lot easier to handle.
Missiles are going to launch. Calculators aren't going to work.
Computers are going to crash.
Oh, my gosh. All your money's going to disappear, people. You should definitely panic.
But it leads to, like, when you think about the 80s, you think of metal bands and big mm-hmm. hair. And the 90s was alternative rock and boy bands. But how about this past decade from 2010 to 2019? What are they going to remember us as?
Yeah, I don't know. Just feels like there was a lot of whiny stuff going on here.
Whiny? Well,
whiny. People were whiny.
People were very whiny.
Right.
We asked on our Facebook page, mm-hmm. and Melissa wrote Tide Pod Challenge, which made me giggle.
Yeah, that's what we need. Another dumb preteen and teenager challenge there. Wait, people just took to putting things in their mouth this decade.
Well, you know what it is the whole challenge thing in general, because remember, it started with the Harlem Shake. Everybody started doing the Harlem Shake, and then there was the Ice Bucket Challenge. You remember how big that was? Everybody was dumping ice buckets on our head.
I mean, I didn't feel like I had to do the Harlem Shake.
Oh, everybody did.
Felt like somebody asked me to, and I had a choice to do.
How about when everybody was randomly planking places? We just got to plank.
Yeah.
Everybody just plank on sides of buildings.
Everything for a like, man.
Right.
Like, it's the decade of the like.
Right.
Like, you would sell your soul to go viral.
Bolo wrote on social media that it's the decade of the iPhones, which I agree with. Not so much the iPhone in general, but becoming so incredibly attached to our devices where we can't even leave our home without them.
Yeah, I would fight you on this normally, but I did actually walk into every room that I walked into yesterday with my phone in my hand.
You just do it.
It must drive people crazy too. Like, when somebody actually wants to spend time with you. Luckily, I don't have that many people in my life, so
that
most people don't
you.
Notice. Right, right. But my wife, I saw her looking at my phone yesterday. She didn't say anything. She was looking at it, and that tells me all I need to know.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you think this decade is going to be remembered for?
Legalizing marijuana.
Okay, girl.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
So true. I am so against it, but it is everywhere.
I see what you're saying.
It's a big change, that's for sure. Right. We went from, like, don't do drugs, never smoke weed, to all of a sudden we're like, well, unless you're in these states.
Right.
And then we tax it, and
then you
pay.
We'll tax it 25%, right.
And on Raven, what do you think this decade will be known for?
The green team. We went green, no plastic bags and no straws and lots of debate. I'm going green.
I mean, let's be honest, though. Those choices we made in about the last 10 seconds of the decade. So it's not like we were doing such a great job this whole decade. We did that the last 10 seconds of the game, basically, to be like, look, see, we did something this decade.
And after him, Raven is still flushing his flushable wipes, which we all know are not flushable.
I used 3 this morning. It was a messy morning.
That's disgusting, Raven. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think this past decade is going to be remembered as?
I think it's been remembered as a decade that had an election that polarized friends and family like none other that I can remember.
A lot of people also wrote that on our Facebook page. It's true. Like, as much as it's a negative thing, it's 100% true.
I mean, you couldn't even talk about politics. It was better off not to discuss it if you wanted to have your friends and family at the end of it.
You don't remember the election of Garfield, all right? Or when they liked Ike. All right? People were fist fighting in the streets. Some people were like, I don't like Ike. All right? Many people were like, I do not like Ike.
Well,
and then other people were like, I like Ike. And they were very divided. But we made it through.
But it's true. You do remember politics. Think about Monica Lewinsky. You think about the Monica Lewinsky scandal. That defined kind of an era.
It's not exactly politics.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Dan and Michelle. Michelle, what's going on?
So Dan and I, we dated and then we broke up for a little while. We were on a break. We've been back together for a year now. And I just found out that while Dan and I were on a break, he dated one of my old sorority sisters, and he never told me.
How long was this break you guys were on?
For about 6 months.
Anna, I've never been in a sorority. They wouldn't let me in.
Right.
They kept me at the door by security. But sororities can be big, right? I mean, there can be a whole lot of girls in there. And every year, there's new girls in the sorority,
yeah,
right?
But it's a sisterhood. Were you close with this girl, Michelle?
Yeah, I was close with her. I mean, as sorority sisters, basically, you're sisters for life.
And she never said anything to you about it?
She didn't say anything to me. It was a mutual friend between her and I.
That told you. But she never came up to you and said, hey, I'm dating your ex or anything like that.
No, she never told me.
Dan, why wouldn't you tell her? You knew she was going to be upset when she found out.
Exactly. I knew she was going to be upset, so I didn't want to upset her. And it's not like I was hiding it, per se. I just really didn't think she needed to know. You know, it was a break, and we weren't together, so anything that happened when we weren't together, she can't be upset about.
Planning for a break is one thing, but breaking up is something else, right? I mean, you didn't know you were going to get back together. How did you know that that was going to be a situation that would matter in the future? Wow, that's tricky.
Correct, right? I can't just put my whole life on hold and be like, well, maybe we'll get together someday, so I shouldn't date X, Y, and Z. And plus, it wasn't like I was really serious with this girl. It was kind of just a fling. I don't know. I figured that's my past, and she's my present and my future, so.
Well, I'm more mad at the sorority sister, but I've never been in a sorority, Anna.
Well, I think it would cause a lot of problems.
Maybe.
So what is it that you would like us to do, Michelle? We ask our audience, but what do you want us to ask them?
I understand what he's saying, but, like, of all the women he could have dated, it was a sorority sister of mine. Like,
I get it. You're upset.
I feel like him omitting it and, like, not telling me it's kind of dishonest. Like, just be upfront with me, keeping it back like I wasn't ever going to find out.
Okay, so what we do is we'll ask our audience. And, Dan, they may agree with Michelle that you should have disclosed that when you got back together. It should have been, like, the first thing that came out of your mouth.
Ah!
You know?
Yeah.
Just because you got to get it out on the table and just be, listen, it hasn't, nothing came of it, but you should know this. And that could have been the end of the conversation. But they may see Dan's point too, Michelle, that you are on a break and he did what he did. And it's not, he knew it was going to upset you and he was just trying to protect your feelings. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll listen. Of course.
You know, I just have one more question. Dan, did you ever meet this girl before you guys were on this break? Were you aware?
Yeah, we went to the same college, so I knew that they were friends. That's kind of how I met her.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm sorry I asked you that question.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Well, Michelle's upset. Her and Dan were on a break. They were not dating for 6 months. And during that time, he had gone out with one of her sorority sisters. Now, they're older. They've been out of college for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
He never told her that he went on a couple of dates with this girl. She found out from a mutual friend recently, and she's like, how could you not tell me that you went out with one of my sorority sisters when we were on a break? And he's like, I knew it was going to upset you, so I just didn't want to upset you.
I mean, was it really top of mind anyways?
Yes.
Like, if you're on a break for 6 months, it seems top of mind for her, but if you're on a break for 6 months, he said it was a fling. It was classified as a fling. How many times did it go out? Maybe twice? Maybe that happened in the first 2 weeks. Not saying it's the best behavior. I'm not saying it's the best behavior. I'm just saying it's not really relevant.
Should he have told her when they got back together? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Hi, I'm on Michelle's side, definitely. I feel like Dan kind of pulled a Ross and Rachel type of thing where they were on a break, but he went out with that other girl. And I think it just would have been better if he had told Michelle when they first started dating that it didn't really mean anything to him or that it's completely over rather than keep it a secret.
I don't know. I feel like that's real easy to say. It's something else to do it. And the weight of whether or not that's truly important, I think it's different for boys and girls, man. I don't know.
You were
on a break, an unplanned break. You thought you were broken up. I mean, then you got to come back and throw yourself right at the mercy of this person
again? It's not so much throwing for mercy. It's a matter of just, she's going to be embarrassed one day when she finds out from somebody else. Hence, that's exactly what happened. So you're trying to avoid that embarrassment for her. They were on a break. That's what Dan says. So Dan and Michelle had taken a break. They were broken up for about 6 months before they got back together. They've been together for a while.
Yeah, a year.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. But here's the thing. She had lunch with an old friend, and the old friend happened to mention to her that while they were on that break, that Dan, her boyfriend, had hooked up with one of her old sorority sisters.
Yeah, well, I mean, hooked up, the definition of a fling. They went out once or twice. That sounds like a hookup.
That's a hookup.
Yeah, you might be right.
Right.
I mean, so, but it's a year in. Now he's going to come back and grovel. Well, seriously.
Her whole thing was like, you should have told me when we got back together that you had something with her because it's embarrassing for me that I didn't know. He says, I knew you would be upset. It was no big deal, so I just figured I wouldn't mention it and get you save you that heartache.
I don't know. It's really
sorority
hard.
Sorority sister.
He's not in the sorority. He never swore, all right? He never pledged. He didn't do any of that.
Oh, it's the Honda of Westport Couples Court with Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. Should have Dan told her and come clean when they got back together? Or is he right that they were on a break, he didn't want to hurt her feelings, and he kept it to himself? Hey, Anna and Raven.
You know, they weren't together. It wasn't her best friend or a little sister. Get over it.
Yeah, it seems to me like, I mean, college is a really, really, really big place. You're in a sorority. I mean, you could know 100 people from that sorority. Those are people in his age group and people from his neighborhood. I get that maybe it wasn't the coolest thing to do, but, I mean, it's not like he lied about it when it came up down the line.
I don't want to sound like a sorority girl. But if my husband, during a break, had dated one of my sorority sisters, she best have told me.
Yeah, you sound just like a sorority.
Well,
girl,
it's
which
true.
Which I don't know what that means, but thank you.
News 8 to 5 till I die.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. If you're broken up, unless you have agreement that you're not going to be with other people, you need to let it go.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
Oh, this is a tough one. Although I feel where the guy is coming from, I have empathy for him. He should have really stated up front what happened during the break. But I got to tell you, I would be more upset with the supposed friend. If she's a sorority sister, she broke trust, man.
I agree with you on
that. No, I agree. She's scandalous.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on Dan's side. I don't think it's her business who he went out with when they were broken up.
Take it up with the Greek council at your college, Anna Zapp.
But I'm telling you, if it was a stranger and somebody I didn't know, fine. You don't need to tell me. I actually don't want to know. But if it's somebody I know and somebody that like is considered my friend, then you should have told me.
Hadn't talked to her in 3 years. Oh. I understand what you're saying.
Doesn't
you're
matter.
Right, but
sorority sisters for life. Doesn't matter.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Michelle, our audience agreed with you. Dan, you should have come clean about it. I mean, it's on your sorority sister, too. Maybe she should have said something.
Oh, definitely.
But at the end of the day, Dan, you know, when you got back with Michelle, you knew this was going to be an issue. You admit you knew it was going to be an issue. You should have just come clean.
I guess I see where they're coming from. I just felt like it was going to upset her, and I just didn't want to upset her. So I don't know. I guess I see what they're saying.
Being lied to hurts worse sometimes than the actual, you know, process of breaking up and then, you know, thinking of you spending time with others or whatever. You knew this girl was a friend of hers. That's where you dug the hole right there. If you had learned later on that this girl had gone to the same school with her and didn't know her beforehand, that'd be one thing. Then I'd be with you. But this time I gotta leave you alone.
Yeah, let's go with that second one. I like the sound of that second one better.
Well, that one's over. Michelle, you must feel vindicated somewhat.
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, it makes me feel less crazy that the audience is agreeing with me that, yeah, you should have told me. And I mean, really just moving forward, nip it at the beginning instead of finding out later.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Okay.
All right, well, we wish you guys the best of luck. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
Breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love your
Answer heart. Questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Derek, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck, man.
All right, Derek, nice. Here's how it works. Raven is walking out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven. But if you can beat him, $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
All righty.
Okay, number 1. In the holiday classic, The 12 Days of Christmas, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. But what did my true love give to me on the second day?
Turtle doves.
Number 2. Ellen and Portia now own Adam Levine's mansion. What year did Maroon 5 play the Super Bowl?
2007.
Number 3. Russia has been banned from the Olympics over doping charges for the next 4 years. Where are the 2020 Summer Games being held?
Japan.
Number four, South Africa's Zozibini Tunzi was crowned Miss Universe. Who returned to host the competition again this year?
I have no idea.
Number five, the first Wonder Woman 1984 trailer was released. What actress plays Wonder Woman?
I don't know.
All right. Derek, that was pretty bad. Let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo! How do you do?
Horrible.
He got one right.
It sounds like you gave him that one. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I'm debating whether I should give him that. One right. Number one, in the holiday classic, The 12 Days of Christmas, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Correct.
But what did my true love give me on the second day?
Two turtle doves. Right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
That's enough.
Okay. You guys are tied. Number two, Ellen and Portia now own Adam Levine's mansion. What year did Maroon 5 play the Super Bowl?
Was it last year?
Just give me a year.
2018.
2019. This year they played. This past year.
But that's the 2018 season.
What year?
I said last year.
Right. This is still 2019.
I said last year.
It's still 2019.
That should be right.
It's not. Number three, Russia has been banned from the Olympics over doping charges for the next 4 years. Where are the 2020 Summer Games being held?
The 2020 Summer Games are being held in Japan.
If the answer is Tokyo. Tokyo is
it's
the
Japan.
Answer.
Japan.
Yeah, I didn't give it that to is- Derek.
Yeah, well, then you can give it to Derek. It's fine.
Right, well, then,
It is Japan.
Right, but then I'm going to give it to both of you. Tokyo is the answer. They're the Tokyo Games. You don't say...
It's Japan.
That's
Tokyo, Japan.
Japan.
That's how I say it every time. That's how I write it on all my envelopes.
Fine, you're still tied at two.
I write it on every envelope, Tokyo, Japan.
How often are you mailing to Tokyo?
So many times.
What do you mail to Tokyo, Japan?
So many times. Rebate cards, mostly, right? I want to get a free hat after I buy a case of oil, something like that.
All
right.
I need a shirt, too.
Right.
I like how you and Derek are on the same team now.
Right.
Number four, South Africa's Zozibini Tunzi was crowned Miss Universe. Who returned to host the competition?
Steve Harvey, my man.
That is right.
He's my buddy.
Yeah, he had another mishap. Yeah. He announced the wrong winner.
Is it a mishap? Come on.
For Miss Costume. But you know what? It's actually the people that put it on fault. They put the wrong thing on the teleprompter. It's like they were trying to mess him up.
Yeah, and he made a cartel joke with Miss Columbia.
That wasn't nice. Well, number five. First Wonder Woman 1984 trailer was released. What actress plays Wonder Woman?
Gal Gadot.
Gal
Gadot. Whatever. I can't say it. Nobody can say it the right way.
Gal Gadot.
She looks absolutely amazing.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, Derek. Raven, even with your nonsense argument about Tokyo and Japan, still ended up beating
you. I mean, it's not nonsense.
4-2.
Well, I'm Derek, and I can't beat Raven.
Thank you so much for trying, Derek. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
We'll get another shot for you to get the cheat sheet. The first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That's coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley.